Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and as always, we'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a bit to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit. So give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Now, if you're a business and you're interested in advertising on our show, please contact us via email at radio@foreverfamilyfoundation.org, or you can call us at 631-425-7707. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Angelina Diana, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We've got another 90-minute webinar coming up on Wednesday, March 7th at 9 p.m. with Jane Katra, Ph.D. And this presentation is entitled Grief as an Invitation to You to Develop Subtle Energy Perception and Awaken Higher Consciousness. And we do hope that you'll join us for that. Our Holiday of the Earth raffle is all set for April 22nd. And with every $5 raffle ticket that you purchase, you'll have five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this raffle are Amy Utzman, Angelina Diana, Dustin Livers, Rebecca Ann LeCicero, and Dave Campbell. On Sunday, May 6th, we hope that you'll join us for an afternoon luncheon in Melville, New York, and this is a fundraiser that you won't want to miss. This event features our very own certified medium and author, Kim Russo, as well as the president of the Forever Family Foundation and author of 9 books, Lloyd Auerbach. And this luncheon and presentation lasts all afternoon, so it'll be from 12 noon until 5 p.m., so be sure to register at our website. And finally, our summer grief retreat has been finalized. We will be back at the wonderful guest house in Chester, Connecticut. And the dates for this event are set now for Friday, August 17th through Sunday, August 19th. So for more information about this event and all of our upcoming events, please go to the website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for tonight. We'll be opening up our phone lines in just a few minutes, and we do look forward to taking your calls. So let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Angelina Diana, and in addition to her work as an evidential psychic medium, Angelina has been a popular radio show host and newscaster for many years, including on this show, Mediums and Messages. And in addition to her many guest appearances on radio and TV, Angelina currently hosts her own radio show called From the Other Side on 980 WCAP. Along with her work with the Forever Family Foundation, Angelina was also certified as a research medium through the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program with Dr. Gary Schwartz. And we are so happy to have her back with us tonight on the show. Hi, Angelina. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Doreen. I'm doing well. Yes. Thank you. How are you?
Doing well. I'm doing very good. It's great to have you back. So I know you have a bunch of different events coming up. I was looking at your schedule. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. They're primarily in Connecticut, and the events that I usually do during the winter are a little different during the summer. A lot of people I find, at least in Connecticut, don't like to travel a lot. They like to stay indoors. So, yeah, you know, the snow and the possibility of cancellation kind of puts a little nix on how people feel about it.
Yeah, I can't say I blame them. Yes, that's a big factor, the weather.
It really is. So I have a reading event coming up, actually this coming February, next week on Wednesday, February 21st. It's in Unionville, Connecticut. It's in this really neat setting. It's called the Scene Art Bar. It's actually like a mini art school, but it has a very Cheers-like feeling. They don't serve alcohol. Mm-hmm. They serve actually very organic drinks and everything. But it has this really cool feel. It was Unionville used to be an old working town with a lot of mills in it. So this is like a converted mill, and it has such a great energy to it. It's my fourth time returning there, and there are still a few tickets left if you're interested to go to AngelinaDiana.com. You can still purchase there online. And I'm also returning to, if you're from Connecticut, you'll be familiar with the Old Well Tavern in Simsbury on March 25th. This year, we're going to be doing a brunch and a reading event, and I'm really excited about it. Simsbury has a very old history to Connecticut, and again, a very beautiful scenic area, but with this old mill feeling. So it's like these kind of repeated energy areas that are coming up, and I would really love to see you there as well. And actually tomorrow I'll be on KISS 95.7 in Hartford, Connecticut. What we do there is at 9 o'clock I go on the air and talk a little bit about the work with Courtney and KISS in the morning. Then at 9:30 we go to Facebook Live, and I do a little talk with some mini readings through Facebook Live. So that's a lot of fun too, as well. So I hope you can join me.
That's fun. Yeah, that's it. Is such fun, you know. And those sound like great places where you're doing these events too. So hopefully people will come on out and they'll check it out and stop by. But yeah, that sounds like lots of fun. And I also noticed that sometimes when you're doing these type of group events, you like to teach people a little bit about mediumship, like how they can connect with their own loved ones on their own. I saw that you had a little bit of something on that on your website. What kind of advice do you give them? Like, how do you do that? I mean, this is a study. You and I know this. I mean, we've worked hard to get where we are. You know, it takes a long time to kind of really refine your skills. But so what do you tell, like, beginners who just want to really kind of get in touch with their own senses a little bit with this?
Well, I really talk a lot first about the mind versus the spirit, because when we're grieving, we have a different mind. You know, our mind changes.
Yeah, true.
Even before we've had a loss and we want to be more intuitive, the mind can still get in the way a lot. So I always say that your thoughts, your feelings are just a visitor, and that there's a time and a place that you can actually learn to do great grief management. And actually, when you feel a little moment of breath, you know, those come differently for different people, because as you know, as a medium, and you also have studied grief extensively, that you know that sometimes everyone grieves differently. So you can't give just this 1, 2, 3 step. So what I'd love to do when I'm sitting with a group of people is to first have them ask questions, bring about their personal experience, and I usually do that after I do the readings, of course, and get a sense of where they're at, either where they are in their grief or even where they're at in their own development. And what I find is when I express, and I know this has happened to you too, I'm sure it's happened to you more, Doreen, that when a medium gets validation and evidence and feels it a certain way, we only know that from our practice. When you start hearing someone's question, and they'll say things like, well, you know, like I was in the kitchen and I felt my mom, but is that really her? I said, well, wait, you said you felt your mom, you know, so they already answer how they're connecting, you know, so I think a lot of it comes from their verbiage and how they're discussing their question, because it already shows how they're naturally connecting. So for me, it's not this, you know, step one, go into a trance. Step two, you know,
exactly.
For me,
it's not like that at all.
No, it's not methodical at all, because everyone's experience at least how Spirit has worked with me in the last 17 years, right. is that everyone's experience is so different that you can't just have a 1, 2, 3. But what is constant is the evidence through everything.
Right. Yeah, and it's funny you used that as an example before, somebody in the kitchen, because I always find trust is a huge component in this. They always think it must just be my imagination, you know, like I couldn't really be getting this, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But they really have to learn to trust, you know, that what they get is sometimes not their imagination, and it takes practice, as you know.
Right, and through their languaging. It's a languaging thing. I mean, if you're going to be obviously working on your grief management, you're going to be saying things like you always, you never, or I'll never see them again, or I didn't see them before they passed. I mean, the languaging is reflecting the grief.
Yep.
But when you had a moment to put that in a certain space, it won't go away, but you put it in a certain space, then your languaging becomes, well, how come I feel you, or I thought I saw you, or I could have sworn I smelt that cigar, you know,
right.
Then when you pay attention to your languaging, it brings out this internal knowing, it somehow makes it physical. And then if you pay attention to how you're physically speaking about it, then you can go back internal and go, oh, so that's how I got them.
Right.
That's how I heard that. So
yeah,
it comes from our language.
Yeah, it's a process. I mean, they have to go through that. But anyway, I could talk to you about this stuff all night. I love chatting about all this. But we've got to take a very short break. And when we come back, we'll speak more with Angelina Diana, and we'll be opening up the phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Wind Bridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perissetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Doreen Malloy, your host for this evening, and if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium Angelina Diana. So we're going to take some phone calls now. I know our lines are all lit up, and before we get to our first caller, I just want to mention that we do try to get to as many calls as we can, and for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, and you would like to have a connection to Spirit, we really want to hear your voice. We want to hear your name. I'm going to say your name and ask you if you'd like to have a connection, but it's important that we hear your voice because that's how we get to anchor into Spirit, okay? Mm-hmm. So you ready to go, Angelina?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, let's get to our first caller. I think we have Maria calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Maria?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a connection?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, Maria, the first thing I'm feeling, and I'm feeling this, I'm not hearing or seeing anything, are two females coming through connected to you. One feels like mom and one feels like a sister figure. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And I also feel a male figure. He's in the corner kind of fidgeting with something. It's like I see him working with his hands, and he feels like he's figuring it out. So he's very intensely concentrating on that. I don't feel when Spirit like turns their back to me. It's really what they're doing. Spirit's always connected in a very loving way, but they do these little games with me visually so that I can remember that they're there because they do want to talk or connect, but also it's their way of telling me something about their personality. But the two that I'm feeling are mom and sister. Mom comes through as a very strong lady. I'm feeling her strength. She told me to get on topic. I just heard that. So I feel like when your mom was physically here, she was a lady who liked to get to the point or get the job done. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
I feel like her preciseness of doing things for the family, getting things done, was the hallmark of who she is, a strong constitution, and the strength of the lady of who she is, right?
That's right.
Your sister, on the other hand, feels a little distant. Now, it doesn't mean that she's distant to you now or to your mom, but her distance to me makes me feel like she had a hard time expressing herself when she was here. So your sister was opposite of your mom. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
So I can tell you that energetically, I feel like they've come, I have to say this because it's a feeling, they've come to an understanding of working better together and expressing their love together. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So it's like, I feel when you cross, Spirit has taught me this, there's redemption, forgiveness, and mercy. Mercy is something you give someone in the physical that doesn't necessarily deserve it, but you give it to them because there's love, and there's so much love blanketed on the other side that I feel there's a common ground between mom and sister. And I feel like they're making me feel all this because it's something that you still think about and hold on to. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
So it's their way of saying, we're coming through in this short time, I'm surmising this, or summarizing this, we're coming through in this short period of time to alleviate what your thoughts and feelings are on this, because we want to communicate with you. And when you have all those thoughts and feelings, you're not going to be able to connect to us, because I feel my noise is the enemy of connection. It makes you not be able to connect to them as clearly as you'd like to. So there's peace between mom and sister. The man now turns around to me. I feel like when I see him in my mind's eye, he's got a very stocky build in his shoulders, very strong, and then he goes a little slender towards the hip. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. But when he worked here, and it's like he made me visualize that, and I feel like when they do that, it's so that you'll know who it is. I don't know who this is to me, obviously, because it's connected to you. But he shows me his intensity with his work as he works with his hands. So I feel like in the short time that we're together, the feelings, the visual, and the hearing that I'm hearing from him, I worked hard. That's what I call the triple threat. He's coming at me at three different sensations, that I feel like that's the intensity of who he was when he was here. He was on a mission to get the job done, get out of my way, got to get it done. I'm intensely working on this right now, can't talk to you. Does that personality sound correct with the broad-shouldered man connected to you?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Absolutely. I want to let you know, I feel him telling you that he says you recently feel in her. See, it's triple threat. I'm seeing a letter. He's making me hear. Tell her she was looking at my letter. And I feel the love and the intensity of the letter. So you were looking at letters that he wrote to you recently?
I was looking at cards, yes.
Oh, okay, I'm off. And again, this shows you how a medium works. To me, I'm seeing the writing, and I'm putting in the letter. But I hope you can see the intensity of how he's coming at me. That validates, number one, his personality. Number two, yes. Seeing, hearing, and feeling. Tell her I saw her looking at my letters or the words I was writing. But the intensity from the letters, they were love letters or loving letters. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so he's saying, I saw you doing that. So to me, there's a fifth validation there. I'm with you. So within three things, he gave five validations. I'm intense. I love you. I see what you're doing. I'm with you. I mean, it's like everything all at once, and I know I'm repeating myself because he's that strongly willed. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, now I want to honor the fact that you felt, he makes me feel this, you felt that you had no control of how he took care of himself. I feel, did he have a gallbladder issue or something wrong with his bladder? These are two different things I'm hearing from him.
Him or me?
Well, he's talking about himself. Okay, does that make sense to you? Okay, so I have to honor what he's saying. Pardon me?
Not that I knew of. He might have had, but I didn't know.
Well, I'm hearing those words, so I have to honor what I heard. I'm also feeling it and seeing it in the area that actually would be where the liver is, but I'm also wanting to clutch the lower part of my stomach. So I'm seeing and hearing and feeling different things. With the feeling I'm getting is I sense from him his need to keep his medical stuff separate and private, but also his need to allow him to take care of it, because I'm seeing like a firestorm of energy going throughout his whole system. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
It's not just one thing that we were trying to manage for him, right?
Right.
Because that's, I'm feeling different areas, and he's saying different areas. So I do feel like in the short time that we're together, three people are coming through for you. I feel like there's different reasons why they're coming through. The sister and mother figure coming through to alleviate your thoughts that they don't have peace because they didn't get along here, there was distance. They're together now. There's redemption on the other side and forgiveness and mercy, and they're together. And I hope that gives you some peace. That's their intention to come through. The male's coming through to prove to you that he's still with you. I see what you're doing. And he did that also with the backup of his personality and how he looked. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
The last thing I want to, just one more thing, if I may. Okay. He did have an intensity about work, too. Is that correct?
He did. Yes, he did.
Yeah, so please know that when he passed, there was a relief for him in his need to share with you. It's like he can't do it in words because I don't think he did. He didn't speak this way here. There's another evidential thing coming through. He should have stopped and smelled the roses more, and I feel like you know that about him. But, right?
Yes.
He should have stopped.
Yes.
But what's very true is what you know about him and what he knows about you is the love between you. That's unspoken,
that's
right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so please know that those are the things he's leaving you with as we close the reading. I sincerely hope that this helps you in the short time that we're together.
It absolutely does. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maria,
much.
For calling into the show. We hope
Thank
this helps
you,
just a bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty, let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Debbie calling in from New York. Are you with us, Debbie?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Go
I would
ahead,
really
Angelina.
Love a
you
mini reading.
Okay. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to step on
no,
you.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. Your name was Debbie again?
Yes, my name is Debbie, and I'd really love a mini reading.
I do have a male figure coming through, making me feel like he passed either in a tragic accident or in an impact very quickly. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I feel like his energy here was very snarky and funny.
Yeah.
He had a very sharp sense of humor. Is that correct?
Yes.
He's teasing you about your new hair color. Does that make sense?
I guess.
Well, don't guess. This is him, by the way. Don't guess. I see you have different hair color. Does that make
okay.
sense?
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I feel like he's... Snarky to me means that he enjoys making fun of you because of how you react to it. You understand that relationship?
Yes.
Okay, so I do feel him coming through teasing you in that way, but it isn't done in a mean-spirited way. It's done because of he likes how you react. So I feel like it gives him a lift when you giggle and laugh. So there's definitely a connective energy between the two of you that way. I have to tell you that I do feel like there are some family members and friends, because I'm seeing a question mark, that they're still uncertain in how he passed. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so there's question marks. And I feel like he gives me this feeling and sensation that he passed so quickly that he didn't even know what hit him. That's what I'm hearing and seeing. I'm seeing two vehicles, but I'm also seeing a pedestrian. So was he hit by a vehicle?
Yes, he was.
Okay, because that's how they're showing it to me. So it's
wow.
not like he was driving the car or
no.
he was in a car. He says, he shows me two, and he went, I'm the pedestrian. So I'm really
right.
sorry for that tragedy. But I feel like my job is to deliver it as an evidential thing, too, not just the messages, but I hope you see the evidence in that. But I hope
yeah.
you also understand how he backed that up when he said, I did not know what hit me, and then he showed me that imagery. So
right.
I feel his personality. I feel his sense of humor. I hear his sense of humor. I see his visualization and how he's showing this. He's a triple threat, too. He's giving me all three senses. But what's interesting is he's doing it in a more gentle way than the last caller. So there's
oh.
a different personality I'm getting here that even though he was snarky and funny, there's a very sensitive heart here, right?
Right.
Very sensitive in how he approaches it. So I hope you can see the evidence in the personality, and but I truly feel his intention is so that you know he had no moment of fear or realization that he was hit. I feel like as tragic as that is, and I always say this is the second best thing because the first
right.
best thing would be that he's here. So the second
right.
best thing is that you know that there wasn't any fear attached to it. He didn't know what hit him. I do feel like when he was here too, he did have a work ethic, but it was fun. Was he a musician? Was he musically inclined?
No. No.
It's interesting because he's playing to me what looks to be a guitar, so I don't know what the string thing is connected to him. Does that make sense to you at all?
No. No.
Okay. I need you to honor that or look for that, because he's putting a lot of music around him and he's showing gratitude for the playing. He makes me feel like he likes the music, so I thought he was a musician. So I don't know if somebody played guitar for him or there was some kind of an honoring with the guitar. I'd like you to look for that if you could. But I feel like he's showing it very vividly to me. And the last thing he wants to show me is his type of work. Was he a bricklayer or did he build homes?
He was a contractor. Yes.
Okay, because that's the evidence. So I have to honor the evidence of that. Now, normally in short readings, what they'll do for me, I think spirit is so beautiful in how, and I know Doreen could attest to this, that we're students with spirit. Spirit is constantly teaching us how to connect. We don't ever know it all. And I feel like what he just did there for me was he said, thank someone for playing the guitar, and you went, no, and he goes, just tell her I'm a contractor. Then she'll know it's furniture for me. And then you can, you know, so I feel like he's backing that up. And it's a strong feeling, and my job is to represent spirit. So sometimes we get those, oh, my gosh, moments afterwards. And it was really interesting. And I know Doreen can validate this, too, because she's had more experience than I have as a research medium with scientists. That what scientists sometimes look for are the things that you don't know as a sitter, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's like if you don't know it, but then it proves to be true because spirit knew it. It shows and proves there's a separate entity there that survived physical death because you don't have it in your knowledge. So I would love it if you can see the evidence that he's bringing through to let you know that he's okay. I feel his tender heart, but I feel his snarky personality. Know that he did not know that he didn't have any fear about passing. He didn't know what hit him. But it would be interesting if you can get back to me, if you can get the evidence or look for it of the person who played the music for him to honor him, because it feels like a strong message. And I hope this helps you in the short time that we're together.
Wow. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Debbie, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Okay, so we have about another 3 or 4 minutes before we have to go to break. Do you want to do one more?
Sure.
Okay, so this will be a little bit shorter. I think we have Glenda calling in from Florida. Are you with us, Glenda?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Would you like to have a reading?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
Please. Thank you.
Okay. Glenda, I'm feeling a young male that's past connected to you. Is there a son figure past for you?
Yes.
Glenda? Do you have a son that's past?
Yes.
I do feel him around
you. Yes, I do.
Okay, and I feel his energy. I'm not seeing or hearing from him yet. That doesn't mean anything to you. You can see, hear, feel, taste, and smell from him. I feel he's coming through to me this way, so I'll validate something about him. When I feel spirit and don't get any other senses, this to me means a very strong feeling he's sending to you as your son to say that we're still connected, even though prior to his passing you had no connection. So there was a little bit of a separation prior to his passing?
Yes.
Okay. I do feel like the separation feels like it wasn't his fault. I feel like it was either due to an illness or because he was incapacitated. Do you understand that?
I was carrying multiple pregnancies and he didn't make it.
Okay. So obviously he couldn't communicate with you. So I want to honor the energy of him saying it's not his fault or that it couldn't have been helped. But the feelings that I'm getting, the strong feelings that I'm getting as far as his connection to you as your son is something that he wants to validate. With him comes an older male. Your father has passed?
Yes.
I do feel your dad was somewhat of a mentor when he was here. Does that make sense to you?
I can validate that. We had no connection.
See, here's a running theme, no connection of males. So I have to, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I want to say to you that when spirit does that, it shows you that we have help on the other side. You lost a son. And I do feel like when you've had a loss of children that they don't make it here physically, I do believe that they're more developed souls and they've made that choice in this lifetime to provide a lesson or be a helper on the other side. And since you had also distance with your dad, the higher developed soul is helping your dad understand why he didn't have connections to you. So your dad is getting helped and being healed and to learn to be a better dad, or to get the help from the higher spirit. I know we have to go, but I just want to let you know that your mother is breathing better. Your mother is passed, correct?
Yes, she has.
And she had breathing issues here. I don't know if it's COPD or some kind of a fluid in her lungs. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Please know that the short time we're together, mom is okay. She's breathing better. And she appreciates that you took all of that bundled up energy of not knowing your dad and you poured it into loving your mother. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it is.
So please know that mom is on the other side, eternity with her husband, teaching him, this is how your daughter could have loved you, but I'm here to give that to you so that you know that you still have that love. And many, 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 many years from now, Glenda, you're going to meet your dad, and you're going to be able to understand that he has grown in his ability to be a father to you. So the best thing we can do to give grief a big old black eye is show your dad how to be loving, and you've done that through your mother. I hope that helps you in the short time that we're together.
Thank you both very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Glenda, thank you so much for calling in. All righty, we're going to take a very, very quick break. We will get right back to our phone lines in just a few minutes. Stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love knows no death. A groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life. brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Our guest tonight is Angelina Diana. But before we get back to her and our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to ForeverFamilyFoundation.org, and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive, it's free, and just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like Marriott, Priceline, Travelocity, Urban Outfitters, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. Okay, so we have time for a couple of more calls. Let's get to our next caller. I believe we have Kathy on the line calling in from New York. Are you with us, Kathy?
Yes. Hi, Angelina.
Hi, Kathy. Did you have a question for me,
Hi,
or
you?
Did you want a reading? I'm doing good.
A reading, please.
Okay. So the first thing I'm feeling connected to you is a male figure step forward. He has a very strong energy to me as a father figure. So dad has passed for you?
Yes.
I do feel him with a younger female as well. Do you have a younger aunt figure that's passed, his sister?
Yes.
And I also feel a dog coming through. So you recently lost a dog?
Not recently, but after he passed, we did lose a dog.
All right, so the recent, to him it's recent, not to you. So it's like, oh, I pass. Oh, and here comes the dog. So to him it's recent. But I feel like it's his way of validating that your dog is there. Now, the dog to me looks medium in build. It's not huge. It's not tiny. And it's got what I would call seal eyes, very expressive, sensitive eyes. Makes me feel like it was 12 years old when it passed, so it was an older dog, correct?
Now I'm wondering if this isn't my brother's dog who just passed not that long ago.
Well, let's get some evidence connected. So I have to honor the dog that's 12, recently passed, mm-hmm. I don't know from whose perspective now, seal-like eyes, very sensitive, medium build, and I do feel like prior to its passing, there was either like a heart murmur or heart medicine connected to the dog. Does that make sense?
That I'm not sure. I'd have to double check.
All right. If you could, because I think it's very still very much connected to your dad, because I see the dog, but your dad's expressing this to me. Now, dad had heart issues. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so this is what I call, it's just what I call it. It's not like spirit calls it. But animals are totems. They are sometimes very representative of human ailments or even human lessons because animals love us unconditionally. So I found it interesting that your dad is like describing the dog to me, but the dog is making me feel the heart issues. So I do feel like the dog is bringing comfort to dad, but has a similar energy with heart issues. So it would be interesting to see if that's connected. I do believe animals can heal us on the other side just like they do here. Is there like a John, Joe, Joseph, Joe, connected to your brother?
My brother is John.
Okay, so that's why I'm hearing that. So I have to honor that the dog is saying, yes, this is my owner, your brother, because he said the JJJ is connected to your brother. Now, I'm also seeing a tiny little white dog. It looks like, what is that? Bichon Frise? Is that what they're really cute, like
a
puffy
Bichon,
white dog. Is there a Bichon that's passed in your family?
No. We never really had purebreds except one.
I'm seeing a Bichon, or it looks like a Bichon. I'm not good. I am not good with dog breeds. I'll tell you that right now.
We had a tiny white dog that was a mutt,
okay.
But it was short hair.
Can I tell you, the dog thinks it's a beautiful thing? I mean, it's showing me like a Bichon. So the fact that it's a white dog, I think hopefully you can take that as evidence, but it's hanging out with John's dog too. So I want to let you know there's something very much connected in your family about the dog thing, but also with Dad. Dad's like, yeah, the dogs are here. So Dad loves dogs too, right?
Well, he always loved dogs, yes, always.
There you go. So that's evidence. It's just, and I love how our animals just stay with us, and they validate so much about us. I sometimes have had to call out animal abusers. You know, dogs, they didn't treat me right, but I get that these two dogs were treated like royalty.
Yes.
And it's so interesting that these dogs are coming through, because off air, Doreen and I were talking about our animals that had passed. So it's kind of interesting how spirit's like already filling up the two mediums on what we would be talking about next. But I do want to honor Dad coming through, validating his heart issue. He's got this. Your dad, when he was here, had this stability effect. Like nothing really gets your dad's goat, right? He doesn't. It's hard to get him frazzled, your dad. Very stable guy, right?
Yes.
And it's almost like he's got this breath with him. It just feels like it's so stable, and he's not rushing me. He's not pushing me to the next thing. He's just, yeah, I'm hanging out with the dogs. Everything's fine. Tell your brother John. We're doing great. Like, he's doing well. I mean, I just have to let you know he's okay. The last thing he wants to say before I let you go is, did you recently fix the fence in your backyard? He's going to your backyard, so I have to tell you that you have a fenced-in backyard?
Yes.
Okay. He's got his two hands on the back of his hip, and he's kind of like looking at this fenced-in backyard going, did you fix the fence yet? Like, he's like
The back fence, it does need fixing, the back part of it, because we're boxed in, and all the neighbors have a different fence. And the back one is my back neighbor's, and it does need fixing.
Okay. So what's so interesting is Dad's validating a lot of things with that. He's validating his personality, that if you needed something fixed, he'd either point it out or do it for you, right?
Yes.
And secondly, he's showing you, I'm still with you because I see your backyard, and I also see that it needs some fixing. But what I love, I wish I can show you what he's doing. He's got his hands on his back, and he's looking at it like, why the heck would somebody leave that like that? Like, he's perplexed. So I feel like when he was here, we would question things like that. Like, why would someone leave their fence like that? Like, I don't understand that. So I feel like that's a personality trait of his too, right?
Yes, Mr. Fix.
Okay. Yeah, so I have to honor your dad coming through to validate so many things on that level, but I love the sweet picture he's showing me of hanging out with the dogs. So I hope you can pass that on to your brother, John, and I hope this helps you in the short time that we're together.
Yes, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, Kathy, thank you for calling in. All righty, we have time for maybe one more call, and then we're going to go after that. So I think we have Liz on the phone calling in from Georgia. Are you with us, Liz?
I am. How are you?
Welcome. Good. I'm going to turn you right over to Angelina.
Okay.
Hi, Liz. Thank you for calling in. Did you want a reading, or did you have a question for me?
Would love a reading.
Okay. So the first thing I'm feeling connected to you is a male figure coming through. I feel like he's coming through to compliment you on how you're handling your finances. So
I feel like, is there a husband figure passed for you?
Yes.
Okay. Because he comes through talking to you that personally. Like, you know, maybe my dad might make a comment here and there about my, like, are you doing okay financially? But he doesn't get into my finances. This male, like, right away, it's like, I need to talk to her about her finances and compliment her on it. It felt very personalized. He didn't tell me he was your husband, but through his words, he made me feel like he was your husband. So I do feel like one thing that he wants to assure you of, he's got a personality of assurity, I don't know if that's a word, like, he wants to assure you that I'm helping you with your finances. Like, I'm going to give you little thoughts in your ears about how to handle things. So I feel like he's saying this to make you feel assured that his advice, his ability to help you navigate through financial things is still present. So that must be something you're missing about him. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I do feel his you know, it's interesting. I know there's love between you, but I don't know if he's just so private. He doesn't want to make me feel a whole bunch of love for you. I don't want to come across mean, but he's just very business-oriented with you. So was there a part of your relationship where you were partnering so well that you did well in business or that you worked through business together? Does that make sense?
We both worked, yeah.
But you had that kind of a working relationship when you would talk to each other?
Yes.
He treated you as an equal in that way?
Yes.
Okay. Because he loves you, but it's like he's your husband, but he's not going, oh, tell her I love her. It's like, I'm there for her. I want to assure you that I'm helping you. I'm still guiding you. Don't worry about that. That is a form of love. But I'm feeling it from his words. And I feel like it's so that it'll help you stand up a little stronger because that's how you lived your marriage together. You both helped each other stand up strong, right?
Correct.
So I have to validate that. Again, there's love. Sorry?
We were a well-oiled team.
There we go. That's why I'm getting that feeling, you know, because sometimes, I've had spirits come through where they don't talk about that, and the partner in life is just saying, oh, we were so romantic, we loved each other. Like, there's love there, but he's validating that well-oiled machine feeling. That's exactly the energy I'm getting from him. I'm, like, kind of taken aback by it. But know that every romance, every relationship is so unique. What do I know? He knows. He's also showing me that there was a time in your relationship that the two of you invested in somebody's farm. Did you grow crops?
No, uh-uh.
He's showing me farmland connected to him, and he's talking about the growing season. So I don't know if he was into planting or into growing the plants. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Then I want to leave that with you. Pardon me?
Well, he was with Linda. I don't know if he's thinking of anything over there.
I'm sorry. Say that again. You broke up. I'm so sorry.
He was from Switzerland, so I don't know if he was thinking about fields or anything.
Maybe it's something connected to his family, but I want you to see how it's going to be connected to you in the spring and the summer about this idea of growth, crops, planting. It feels like something that he's sending your way, and I know you can't validate it now, but I feel like it's something to make you go outside and feel connected, and he makes me feel like that's connected to him. So it would be interesting to see if you can validate that in his family. The last thing that he wants to say to you is he tells me there was a time where you either worked, I don't know if these are with beads or jewelry. Did you make your own jewelry?
No. Uh-uh.
He's putting some jewelry together, and he's closing a box. So I feel like it's a piece of jewelry that you have that he either gave you or that's connected that needs some fixing. Does that make sense to you?
That does make sense.
Okay, so I'm interpreting it wrong. So he's seeing something that you have,
it feels connected between the two of you, because he made me feel like it was something that you did or was connected between the two of you. And I feel like he's saying it needs some fixing. So it could be that he's validating your thoughts again. He connects to you and your thoughts a lot. So I don't know if you hear his voice in your head a lot, or if there's something about you'll ask him a question and then he gives you the answer. Does that make sense?
Well, I talk to him a lot, but I'm not seeing any sign or anything, so I don't know if I'm getting a response.
Okay, so you're saying seeing a sign, so that would be something you see. He's more or less saying you need to start hearing me rather than seeing me now.
Okay.
So it doesn't mean he can never show you anything, but he makes me feel like the two of you have a very strong connection through words, right?
Yes.
How you spoke to each other. So one way, and this is great advice hopefully for everyone that's listening, I know we have to go, but keep this in mind. You had a spiritual relationship here on Earth where you were a well-oiled machine and you had great communication. So one way to give grief a big old black eye is when you're feeling strong, talk to him and then listen for him, rather than trying to always see something physical, because your relationship went beyond the physical. You had a connection, spiritual connection, through hearing each other. You know, I do a lot of readings. There are a lot of couples that don't listen to each other. The two of you listen to each other. That's what he's been saying throughout the whole reading. So close your eyes, visualize, talk to him, and then sit quietly and listen for him. A lot of people say they talk to their loved ones, but then I always say, but do you sit and listen? And most people say, no, I'm looking for the signs. So I feel like to close this reading, he would love you to go fix that darn necklace. It needs some fixing, but as evidence. But please, next time when you're talking to him, just take a deep breath, close your eyes, and say, now what do you want to say to me? I'm listening, honey. And then listen for the words. And then follow through with that. I hope that makes sense.
I think we've got to leave it there. It's actually my wedding ring that needs fixing.
Okay. So know that there's another necklace there somewhere, too. But know that he's validating the jewelry. I hope this helps you in the short time that we're together.
Okay. Liz, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, we are just about out of time, but I really want to thank our guest, Angelina Diana, for joining us this evening. You are awesome, Angelina.
You have to come back with me.
I love having you on the show.
Oh, thank you. Well, Spirit is amazing, aren't they?
I know, they are.
They're just so amazing.
Now, really quick, because we've got to go, is the best way to reach you through your website?
Absolutely. You can do angelinadiana.com, or you can text me at 860-729-9641.
Awesome. I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Once you're there, you can become a member and sign up for all kinds of great things on the website. Please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy, and if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. In the meantime, I wish you all a wonderful evening, and always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.